Welcome to It's Your Ego, Stupid, a show lovingly intended for millions of spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people like you who may at times be led into ego stupidity, a lesser version of yourself, and a lesser version of life. This show will give you a much deeper understanding of what ego is, what it's doing to your life, how it can weaken your human and spiritual wellness, and how you can heal in each of these areas if needed. It's Your Ego, Stupid, will heighten your awareness of the intense link between your ego and spirit, your humanity and divinity, and the synergy that can lead to the best version of you and your life. Your host is Dr. Nick Martin, a licensed psychologist who has worked in the clinical, university, school, and private practice settings over the past 40 years, while serving as a therapist, diagnostician, educator, and consultant. Welcome again to It's Your Ego, Stupid, and now your host, Dr. Nick Martin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Dr. Nick Martin, and I want to thank you for listening to It's Your Ego, Stupid. As the intro said, this is a program lovingly intended for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me, who may at times be led by our ego into something I call ego stupidity, a lesser version of ourselves, and a lesser version of life. Ego stupidity that is affecting our relationship with our husband, wife, or partner. Perhaps it's happening with our son or daughter. Maybe our brother or sister, and even with ourself. Ego stupidity that makes it difficult for us to achieve, to get to where we want to get to in life, to climb the ladder of success, and to experience a sense of purpose and meaning to our life. This ego stupidity can also be making it difficult to deal effectively with the inevitable change, adversity, stress, or conflicts that happen in all of our lives. And also, ego stupidity that's making it difficult to feel genuine happiness and often leads us into unneeded or inappropriate anxiety, anger, guilt, sadness, or something I call fake happiness, often used as a substitute for the real thing. If things aren't going well or as well as you'd like, you've come to the right place, because a lot of what's going wrong in our lives has much to do with our ego energy, which is the fuel for ego stupidity. It's often the unseen and unrecognized source of what's going wrong in our life, both humanly and spiritually. And by the way, our difficulties have a lot less to do with how smart we are, or how spiritual we are, or the presence of a significant mental illness. These are lessons I've learned from thousands of people just like you over the past 40 years. You are the ones who've taught me with your lives, your relationships, and your experiences that unhealthy ego energy is at the root of the stupidity often playing out in many important areas of our life and which is affecting our human wellness. Not any theorist or not any books or any particular schools of psychology, because you've taught me what they could not teach me. You have been my teachers. And by the way, you've also taught me a lot about ego's effect on our spiritual wellness and how it can impact our ability to be the love, the life, and the energy God is in our daily lives, as well as our ability to embrace the four divine gifts of our life, the ability to create our own life, our eternal life, and God's presence within us. These are gifts that everyone who has ever lived have been given, but may not fully recognize, if at all, due to the nature of one's ego energy. Well, it's a brand new day. And the days of living in the darkness and ignorance of what ego is doing to our lives, both humanly and spiritually, are over. My programs will be looking at the vital connection between our ego and spirit, our humanity and our divinity, and the link between our human and spiritual consciousness. They are intended to shine lots of light on all of this. Again, I want to thank you for joining me for today's program. which will have us looking at myths and half-truths about ego that can weaken our ability to understand it and what it's doing to our lives. Now, before we get to that, I want to remind you that during our program last week, we looked at the diversity of ego energy in order to gain a deeper and better understanding of this energy, which is having a tremendous impact on our lives. We spent time looking at the three contributors that make up this energy involving power, flexibility, and vulnerability. We also talked about what this energy looks like when it's at work in a person's life whose volume level is low or balanced or high. We also looked at the negative impact on our human and spiritual wellness, including some of the ego stupidity that happens to us. If you happen to have missed that show, you can go to the archive to listen to the program entitled The Diversity of Ego Energy and Our Wellness. But there is one thing I didn't get to talk about, and that has to do with people whose volume level for ego power, flexibility, or vulnerability doesn't fall within the healthy or balanced range, the 4, 5, or 6 area I talked about, or the unhealthy, low, or high extremes. People with a low of a 0 or 1, or people with a high of a 9 or a 10 on the scale of 0 to 10. The people I didn't get a chance to talk about are what I call low normals. These are people whose volume is a 2 or 3 on the 0 to 10 scale, involving their power, flexibility, or vulnerability. And I also didn't get to talk about people who are what I call high normals, people who are a 7 or 8 on the scale. I want you to know that I didn't forget about you and that I do cover this area in my book, Ego Therapy. People who fall in those areas or range portions are displaying some of the same difficulties and the ego stupidity that those at the extremes are also or are experiencing. It's just not happening as often or as intensively. In a way, it's like you are flying below the radar, but you're not off of my radar. You are also experiencing some difficulty with your ego energy. Now, unlike people at the extremes who may be very difficult to live with, to work with, to play with, and to socialize with, you're more tolerable. When I think about that, before I healed my ego vulnerability energy, my high ego vulnerability energy, I was probably somewhere in that range, the higher range, the intolerable way of being due to my higher ego vulnerability energy. I mean, that was something that I believe my wonderful spouse of 41 years, Linda, was having to deal with. But as I think about that, the question is it good enough to be in a high normal or low normal place when there is something more that you and life have to offer? Do you want to settle for being a person who has to be tolerated, or do you want to give the best of yourself to yourself and others? There is some important fine-tuning for you to do so that you're not just settling for a lesser version of yourself and life. And so some of the important people in your life, like your husband or your wife or partner, your son or daughter, brother or sister, they aren't having to settle for a lesser version of you because of the life, because you're in their life. So there are many more of you than those may be at the extreme ends, but you still need to do what I call your ego work. Okay, as I said earlier, during today's program, we're going to take a look at some myths, several myths and half-truths about ego that can weaken our ability to understand ourselves and each other. And just as important as understanding the diverse energy that ego is, it's also important to understand what it isn't. This is something I do talk about in detail in It's Your Ego Stupid, which again is available as a free download on my website, egoandspirit.info. Understanding what ego isn't is part of the first contributor to ego medicine, which is coming to an understanding of what ego is and what it isn't. If you don't know that what you think about ego is a myth, or perhaps inaccurate or wrong, you're going to reach a dead end. This is a dead end in which you remain in the ignorance of what ego is. and little will change humanly and spiritually. Because the energy which is at the roots of your being, your humanity, and which is also distancing you from your divinity and spirituality, is often unrecognized and unchanged. And by the way, you're not alone. When it comes to not understanding that ego is an energy, most people don't have a clue about ego, their ego, and their ego energy. And this includes mental health professionals, including psychologists, psychiatrists, and social workers. You may be asking why. Why? Because they don't get much, if any, in-depth training about ego or the energy that ego is within their training. You may have another question. Why again? Well, because it hasn't existed. No one so far has talked about the diverse energy that ego is, the breadth of it, meaning the power, flexibility, and vulnerability, and the depth of it, meaning the volume level of it. But I am, and I will throughout my shows, so that we can better know this energy which is fueling our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors that we make use of within important areas of our life. Now, there are several myths about ego that I cover in my books, but I'm only able to talk about five of them during today's program. And these are meant to give you a sense of what is often misunderstood about ego. And here they are. The first one is that your ego has an intellect. That your ego has an intellect. That's a myth. That's not accurate. But this myth suggests that your ego has the capacity to think, which it doesn't. There are lots of articles online or books that suggest that ego is able to directly supply us with thoughts or beliefs or attitudes and values that become our own. And often these kinds of thoughts are involve the 10 important life areas, such as relationships and how we should go about achieving and how we should deal with conflict. Many times in not healthy ways, particularly if our ego energy is unhealthy. But your ego does not have an intellect. So that's the first myth that I'm going to work on and talk more about later. I want to dispel. The second myth is that your ego has an intentionality, that it has intentions for us and it's trying to impact our life, which it isn't. Again, lots of articles online or books have talked about ego and how it's trying to take over and over our life, or is taking over our life. I want to mention that ego does have a purpose. That purpose is to promote our survival. But it doesn't directly undertake that for us, because we are the ones responsible for our living and our survival, not ego. What we do is we draw upon our ego energy in order to do so. But we are the ones who form the intentions. A third important myth that needs to be dispelled is that your ego can only negatively impact your life. That ego can only negatively impact your life. That is, that it can only be an enemy or an opponent to us and can never serve us as a friend. Now, I agree with the role that it plays in our suffering, and I talk about the ego stupidity that we manifest in our thoughts and our feelings and behaviors. So in some respects, this reflects some common ground with those who are focused on the darker impact of ego. But this leaves out the positive influence that ego can have on our thoughts and on our feelings and on our behaviors, that our healthy and balanced ego energy can lead to healthy, appropriate, truth-connected, and reality-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. In short, living. The fourth myth is that ego cannot be in the present. This myth suggests that ego can only have us chained to the past or preoccupied with the future, but never serving us in the present. And it also suggests, this myth, that our ego shouldn't be a part of our present, or that ego is always an obstacle for living in the present. And that ego has no positive purpose in the present. All of these are not right. They're wrong. This myth also suggests that ego can only be in the foreground of our life, and we can only be listening to its voice and not our own or spirit's. This myth fails to recognize that ego can be in the present. And even when we are listening more to ourselves and spirit, when living in the present and in the now, our ego can be present within us, but in the background. And our listening can be manifested in healthy, reality-based truth, connected thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. The ego doesn't get in the way of, even though it's in the background of our lives. This myth fails to recognize that healthy ego energy can be in the background of our life when we are living in the present, and it's only there to serve us when needed. When our ego energy is healthy and balanced, ego can rest in the background, only to be called upon if and when needed to ensure our daily and mortal survival. And the last myth, the fifth that I'm going to talk about today, is that your ego can and must be dissolved, disowned, and defeated. That your ego can be and must be removed from our existence rather than healed. Now, this position places me at a distance from some renowned spiritual consciousness teachers, such as Eckhart Tolle, Wayne Dyer, and David Hawkins, when it comes to what we should do about ego. I don't hear them talking about healing ego as I am. This myth fails to recognize because ego is an energy, it can't be destroyed. This myth also fails to recognize that ego was designed into our being from millions of years of evolution. And this myth fails to recognize that we weren't given something in our humanity by God that we must get rid of by dissolving, disowning, or defeating it. When you begin to understand ego as an energy, all of these myths can disappear. They all become irrelevant. We are coming up on our first break. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
Conscious Media for Conscious Minds, Om Times. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Did you know that you have the power to change anything in your life? Did you know you can do so even with the things that you've already decided are impossible to change? Come join me, Venus Castleberg, on Outside the Impossible as I interview people from around the globe that have literally changed the things they thought were impossible to change just by using the amazing tools of Access Consciousness. Now airing Wednesdays, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific. Do you dare to believe that anything really is possible?
Hi, Dr. Nick Martin here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page where you can find each of my other books, Ego Therapy, Ego Spiritualism, and The Two Voices Within.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Well, Welcome back. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid, a program for intelligent, spiritual, and imperfect people, just like you and me. As we move into this second segment of our program today, I want to talk more intensively about each of the myths that I mentioned earlier. And the very first one is that your ego has an intellect. This myth suggests that ego has the ability to form thoughts of its own. That it has the ability to form thoughts of its own. And that your ego can make and give them to you for you to think. That you think the kinds of things that ego wants you to think. Whether it's an attitude or it's a particular value or a particular belief or some other aspect of what goes on when we think about things and begin to reason about things and so on. And again, it's as if ego was able to prepare them, to make them for you to think about and become a part of who you are. Well, the truth is your ego doesn't think because it can't think. Your ego doesn't think because it cannot think. It doesn't have a brain like you do to think with. Now, you think based upon the ego energy that is flowing into your mind. You are the one thinking, but that thinking is influenced by the nature of the ego energy flowing into your mind. But you create the healthy or the unhealthy, reality-based or non-reality-based, truth-connected or truth-disconnected thoughts rooted in your ego energy, but that you are forming to think and manage your daily life in those important life areas such as within relationships, the thoughts, the beliefs, the attitudes, the values, how you look at yourself, how you look at people. Those thoughts are all creations of you, of yourself. They are not something that was created for you by ego for you to start making use of. And you also are the one who creates the thoughts that you use in your knowing or not knowing the love, the life, and the energy God is. The truth is that ego has no clue. This is just going deeper into this myth, that the truth is that your ego has no awareness of what you're thinking. Your ego doesn't know that you're thinking maybe good thoughts or bad thoughts or whatever thoughts, and or why you're thinking it, what has led you to create that thought, because it's an energy. So it has no awareness on it of the way you think and what you're thinking and how you're thinking. The truth is that ego has no awareness of what it is and how it's impacting your life. Because, again, it's an energy. So it doesn't have a capacity for self-awareness of what it is. A lot of times I see people writing things or saying things or talking about ego as if it had this capacity to do all of that. And it doesn't have any of that. Again, it's an energy. But you are the one who can form the awareness of what ego is, even though it can't form an awareness of itself. And you can also form the awareness of what it's doing to your life. And that's what this show is all about, to bring into your focus, into your awareness, into your understanding what ego is and what it's doing in your life, something that it could never do because it's an energy. And I'll add one more thing here. The truth is that ego has no awareness of God, because it lacks the intellectual ability to form that awareness, because it's an energy. A lot of times I've seen things written about ego and how it relates to God, and I'll say some more about this later, but the most important thing is to understand that your ego cannot form an awareness of God because it doesn't have the intellectual ability to do that. Now, you form that awareness, and you're influenced in your awareness of God by the fuel that it's putting into your mind, and hopefully it's healthy fuel, balanced in its ego, power, flexibility, and vulnerability. But sometimes we get off track, and that's what I'm going to be saying about when we have unhealthy ego energy. But you form your awareness of God with your intellect and the ego energy just coming into it. So some people can form very distorted ideas about God, and some of them are clerics and religious teachers. Maybe they're often well-intentioned, but the ideas are often rooted in imbalanced ego energy that is entering into their minds. And this can often lay the groundwork for intolerance in their messages. Think about how often wars over the history of mankind have been fought over this intolerance, and often rooted in what I refer to as lower ego flexibility energy, an energy that involves a rigid approach to beliefs and truth and intolerance for alternative or different ideas or beliefs. And some of these notions about God coming forth from imbalanced ego energy include perception of God as angry, or teaching that God is punitive, or judgmental, or vengeful. These are ideas, these are notions that are incompatible with a God that can only be love that is unconditional, connective, unlimited, and unburdened. And also some of these ideas being fueled by the nature of ego energy leading to the creation in the minds of some of our clerics can often involve humanized representations of God that are incompatible with the love and, again, the life and the energy God is. God isn't any of those human things that we are, but God is, and we are all of God. Now, the second myth that I mentioned earlier is that your ego has an intentionality, This particular myth suggests that ego is able to form intentions, which can become our intentions for us, or how we will go about dealing with life. So ego's intentions can become our intentions. And most of the time, when people talk about these intentions, they are often darker, they are negative, or they are unhealthy ones that supposedly we end up using, and that they play out in different parts of our life, again, within relationships and how we deal with people in general and so on. There are lots of articles and books that talk about ego as if it were out to get us or to take control over our life or possibly to ruin us. But the truth is, the ego doesn't form these intentions because it doesn't have a brain to form intentions. Or thoughts form thoughts, which become intentions, but we do. So any intentions, the intentions are ours. They're not ego's. And these are intentions we have about how we should act or not act toward ourselves or others or God and so many other aspects of life. And the truth is that we can form the stupid thoughts or feelings or behaviors that can often become faulty strategies for living, not ego. All it does is supplies the energy upon which we build them. So we do need to get to know the energy that we are being, that we are living, that is the source of our manifestation of thoughts and feelings and behaviors that may need to be worked with. There's an example of the myth that ego has an intentionality that I'd like to speak to. And this involves the notion that the word ego can be used as an acronym that means edges God out. Edges God out. Now, this is something I remember hearing during presentations by the late Wayne Dyer, whose books, Your Erroneous Zones and The Power of Intention, I would highly recommend because his spiritual messages are excellent. But to the degree that Dr. Dyer and others believe that ego is intentionally edging God out of our life, I completely disagree, because ego doesn't have an intellect to form that intention. In fact, ego has no awareness of God because it lacks the ability to form that awareness. So it doesn't have the ability to form intentions about an entity, that being God, it doesn't know exists. Now, what ego can do is lead us to gain distance from God based on the thoughts we form about God, similar to what I said earlier about clerics and religious teachers, based on any imbalanced ego energy we are experiencing that can lead us into distortions involving unworthiness that we start to apply to ourselves or others, to illusions of inequality between ourselves or others or other species, and also separation. These are ego illusions that I talk about in my book, Ego Spiritualism, and these illusions are constructed by ourselves while being rooted in the ego energy that is within our being. Now, I should mention this. Your ego does have a purpose, and that's to promote your survival. But that's not the same as having specific intentions. Our ego isn't even aware of its purpose in keeping you safe, protected, and alive. So it has that purpose, but it doesn't know it has that purpose. To put it another way, your heart has a purpose, which is to promote your survival, or your brain has a purpose to promote your survival. But it doesn't have any specific intentions it's aware of to promote that purpose. And like ego, it's not even aware of its purpose. The part doesn't know its job is to pump blood to keep you alive. Or the brain doesn't know that it leads to electrical signals and chemical signals that we all need to be alive. So your ego does not have any intentionality. We now move on to the third of the five myths I'm talking about today. And this myth is that your ego can only negatively impact your daily life. Your ego can only negatively impact your daily life. When you think about what you've heard or read, or the way ego is referred to oftentimes, and most of the time, it's negative. Most of the time, it's treated as a dark and destructive entity. Again, lots of books and articles touching on ego focus on its perceived harmful and destructive impact on us. And this information is so heavily weighted in the negative direction that ego has in some respects been given a bad name or has a bad reputation. And if you happen to be a lay person, as most people are, that becomes the only way you can think about it, because you kind of have no other way to look at it or think about it beyond maybe what you continually hear or read about something. I have to admit that when I read A Course in Miracles, I cringed every time the ego was brought up, because all of it focused on the negative side of ego. Now, I do agree that our ego energy is serving to fuel a lot of the suffering that we create, and we manifest in our thoughts, words, feelings, behaviors, and even physical symptoms. And that the ego stupidity we engage in can often bypass, but is often overrules our intelligence and our spirituality, and the fact that we really aren't laboring over the effects of a significant mental illness. But that's not the whole story about ego. It's really only the part of the story that knows when ego energy is unhealthy and imbalanced in its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. When we come back from our break, I'm going to tell you the other part of the story, the part of the story that deals with ego being healthy and balanced and working to protect and promote our survival. So we're going to go to our second break. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid. This is Dr. Nick, and I'll see you after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection,
OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Connect at omtimes.com. OM Times, creating a more conscious lifestyle.
My name is Victor Furman. Some call me The Voice. I've always been fascinated with human nature, spirituality, science, and the crossroads at which they meet. Join me Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio, and we'll explore these topics and so much more on Destination Unlimited.
Hi, Dr. Nick here. I want to invite you to visit my website, egoandspirit.info, where you can find lots of information on ego and download your free ebook copy of It's Your Ego Stupid, Fix It to Fix Your Life. Also, please visit the shop page, where you can find focused ego meditations that can help you know whether you are truly speaking with your voice in your life or ego is speaking for you.
Opiates has taken everything and everyone I've ever loved away from me. Everything.
I blew my ankle out and I got prescribed pain pills by my doctor.
If making my detox public is going to help somebody, I'm all for it. I just wish I would have had a warning.
Opioid dependence can happen after just 5 days. Know the truth. Spread the truth. A message from Truth, the Ad Council, and ONDCP.
Welcome back. This is Dr. Nick. You're listening to It's Your Ego Stupid, a program for spiritual, intelligent, and imperfect people, just like you and me. As I was saying before the break, the third myth has to do with the notion that our ego can only be a dark or negative influence upon our life. And certainly, I agree with the influence that the energy that it is, when it's imbalanced and it's unhealthy in terms of its power or flexibility or vulnerability, can serve as a fuel that we work with, that we end up using to construct our thoughts and feelings and our behaviors that become linked to the way we go about living our lives, or maybe just surviving. And those thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, those less helpful ones, oftentimes less reality-connected ones, are often brought to bear in the way we deal with relationships, or the way we deal with achievement, or the way we love or don't love ourselves, or the way we go about managing conflict, and so many other parts of life that can fall in alignment with the nature of that energy that leads to what is ego stupidity. Because what's happening is not connected to our intelligence. We're smart enough to take care of the things that we need to deal with in life, and we are not lacking in a spirituality. We are all the love, the life, and the energy that God is in our being. And overwhelmingly, we are not being affected by the presence of a mental illness. So it is the energy, the nature of the energy, that can play a role in that darker, more negative part or being that comes about. But as I said, that's not the whole story. The other part of the story, the whole story, is that when your ego energy is healthy and balanced within its power and flexibility and vulnerability, it's working to protect and promote our self-survival in healthy ways. It's there to help us deal with life in a healthy way. And it leads to our helping, or at least to our forming healthy, reality-based, truth-connected thoughts and feelings and behaviors that we use that energy to build upon it. It's the part of you and me that is signaling real danger and can be leading you to form reality-based thoughts in each of those chapters of your life, as I like to say, you know, whether it's you're dealing with loving yourself or loving and forming close relationships, something people have a lot of trouble doing, whether it has to do with being able to interact productively in socially related, recreationally related, work-related contexts, plays a role in doing that. Or whether you're working in your abilities to achieve, to use your potential, to come to know your life's purpose. Your ego has a place in your doing that. It's not like you're doing it yourself. And it's not only about the nature of your spiritual being, but it's also your ego that can play its role in doing so. It's the part of you that can help you to realize that some people are dangerous and may not be trusted. Your ego plays a role in helping you to learn and work with and not trust people who may want to exploit you or manipulate you or abuse you. Your ego can help you to realize that some of the thoughts that you may be thinking are dangerous and that they are disconnected from reality, that they aren't going to serve you. They're going to hurt you. They're going to harm you, or they're going to hurt other people. That kicks in. Your ego helps you to do that. And it also is that some of your behaviors may be harmful to you and so on. When I was thinking about today's program, I was thinking about the texting and driving thing that a lot of people still have to wake up to not doing. You know, your mind, you're intelligent enough to say, hey, I shouldn't be doing that. I shouldn't be trying to squeeze in getting a text message out to somebody while I'm supposed to be driving and focusing on the road in front of me and the cars and nearby. But your thinking may fail to recognize that that's not a good place for you to be, but your ego often will trigger that intuitive sense that maybe this shouldn't be happening because it's trying to help you survive and not get yourself or somebody else killed while you're operating a motor vehicle. So your ego has a productive, it has a positive emphasis to and a role to serve in how we go about living our life. When our ego energy is healthy and in balance, it can get us to the right people and the right places we need to be, and doesn't get in the way of our intelligence and spirituality. It's really like a complement to them. It's an added part of who we are that can lead us to better options. So the whole story is that your ego is about ego is that it can be your enemy or your friend. When our ego energy is imbalanced, it's our enemy. It often operates in the foreground of our life, and its voice is coming through loud and clear. In this ego stupidity that we manifest in our thoughts, in our feelings, in our behaviors, in our words, it's a metaphorical voice that's coming through within those particular aspects of our life. But when it's in balance, it can be our friend, a very good friend. It operates within the background of our life. It isn't absent, it just is in the background, and it only comes forth when it's truly needed. While we spend our time going about speaking with our voice within our thoughts and our feelings and our behaviors. So that is the whole story about ego. It can serve us in a very healthy, positive way. The next myth is that your ego cannot be in the present. This myth suggests that our ego can only have us focused on living in the past or in the future, but not the present. It says that our ego can only chain us to the past with lots of negative thoughts and feelings and behaviors that keep us connected to it. Well, yes, your ego can be trying to, quote, help you from being protected from the bad things and people and relationships and events from the past until we have let go of them, until we have resolved them. But the more imbalanced our ego energy is, the more we tend to be chained to the past, and we have difficulty living fully in the present. And this is something that happens to many people who are experiencing chronic depression or anxiety of psychological origins. They are maintaining connection to that past, and their ego is having to do that. Now, this myth also suggests that our ego energy can only have us being very preoccupied and consumed with the future, as if we need to be protected from it. And this often leads to our forming thoughts and our feelings and behaviors we use to protect us from the future, as if something harmful could be lurking around the next corner of our life. And the more imbalanced our ego energy is, the more we can get caught up in stupid ways to protect us from the future, often out of proportion to what that future reality would be. But we don't know it, and we just start forming thoughts and behaviors and feelings, and often they're ones of intense anxiety, possible scenarios that could result as a result of what we think could happen or may happen. This is something, again, I remember from an earlier version of myself, often thinking things that were out of proportion to the actual threat I faced. I was thinking about previously having read a Merck manual. People like me, when we have a higher ego vulnerability energy going on, we shouldn't be reading a Merck manual. Merck is spelled M-E-R-C-K. It's a manual that's used by people or medical professionals to help them diagnose certain conditions. Well, if you read that and you find a few symptoms, all of a sudden you have the condition. And you'll often find that there are many different common areas of symptoms with lots of different conditions. So people like myself and the previous version of myself weren't served well by reading those kind of texts. Now, similar to what I said about ego not just having a negative impact on our life, the whole story is that your ego can also operate in the present. Your ego can operate in the present, and this is not something I've heard said by many people. It's often treated as if, no, this thing can only work in the past or work to help connect us to the future, but not within the present. That it serves us by drawing, when it's working in the present, it can serve us by drawing our attention to what can be harming us now. So when you pay attention to the food you eat, to the water you drink, maybe your alcohol drinking patterns, too much or too often, and maybe how it interferes with your work. When you pay attention to your relationships and things that may need to be worked with and worked on, you are living an ego that is in the present. When you pay attention to your work habits and how you're working with them, that is your ego that can be helping you to do things productively. Or when you're paying attention to your health and real symptoms of things that may be going on, or when you're paying attention to damage that may be being caused to the environment, you know, the air we breathe, the water we drink, and many other things. Your ego energy is in the present. It's in the present. It's because it's balanced, healthy ego energy to protect you now. And it's helping you to deal with reality-based demands using reality-based thoughts and feelings and behaviors in order to do so. So when you eat right and you exercise right or use other approaches that you're using to promote physical and emotional wellness, they are rooted in healthy, balanced ego energy that is in the present. Also, when you use ego energy now to promote healthy planning, perhaps necessary for the world of tomorrow that you'll be living in, meaning when it comes to your health, doing things to avoid anything that's toxic and dangerous that could contribute to damage to your brain or damage to your heart or damage to any of the other parts of your body, that's ego operating in the present. When we're doing things to protect the environment, to ensure the healthiness of the environment in which we're living in, or even when we're maybe doing retirement planning to look up the road of our life to see what the financial needs would be, that is a reflection of our ego energy operating in the present. Which leads me now to the very last myth, which is that your ego can and must be dissolved, defunded, disowned, and defeated. Again, your ego, one of these myths is that your ego can and must be dissolved, disowned, and defeated. This myth, in a way, is rooted in all of the other myths that I just mentioned. It suggests that it has an awareness of what it's doing in your life. Usually it's the negative stuff, which it doesn't. That your ego has darker intentions for you, which it doesn't, because as we said, it doesn't have intentionality. that your ego can only be a negative or in some ways an evil entity, which isn't true because we said that it works to be helpful to us in promoting our healthy survival, and that your ego will not allow you to live fully in the present. Again, something that's not true. We use our ego energy all of the time in order to help us deal with the present, particularly when it's in a balanced, healthy place in its power, flexibility, and vulnerability. Now, collectively, each of these myths promote that the myth that our ego can and must be removed from our being. Again, something I've seen often written in articles or in books talking about the need to tame the ego or to kill the ego or whatever else maybe people think needs to be done in order to get rid of it. But as I said earlier, ego is an energy, and it has the purpose of promoting our survival. Our human survival. It doesn't know it has that purpose, but it's doing that. So, would we or should we want to dissolve the part of our makeup that is serving to do that? Would we or should we want to disown the part of us that is serving to do that? Would we? Or should we want to defeat the part of our makeup that is trying to promote our survival? Can we dissolve, disown, or defeat this energy, which is so intimately connected to our wellness? Well, the answer to all of these questions is no. An emphatic no. Ego energy can't be destroyed. It's an energy. Your ego energy was designed into your being by the wisdom of the ages, by the millions of years of evolution. This part of who we are was designed into our being. Our ego energy isn't something that's given to us in our humanity by God that we must get rid of by dissolving, disowning, or defeating it, any more than we would do that with our brain or our heart when they aren't working well. But what we can and what we should do is work on healing our ego energy so that we can spend more time living when it's healthy and imbalanced in the energy that it is, and spend less time suffering and often just existing when it's imbalanced, just existing in relationships, just existing in our efforts to engage in our life's work, just existing when we're dealing with the changes that are going on within us and around us. Well, that's what this show and my books are all about, healing your ego energy by using what I refer to as ego medicine, which is understanding what ego is, tuning into your ego energy, and using ego-related, reality-based thinking to heal it where needed. Your ego can respond to the use of your mind and reality-based, truth-connected thoughts that can be used in our transformation to healthy, balanced ego energy, human wellness, and spiritual wellness. We have the capacity to be our healers. We only need to understand how we can go about doing it. And that is the purpose and that is the mission that I have to serve you in that undertaking. We have reached the end of today's program. I hope that what I've shared with you about myths linked to ego has enhanced your understanding of ego and will serve as a dose of ego medicine. Also, If what I've shared with you during this program resonates with you, please share it with others. Next week, we're going to be taking a look at what ego stupidity looks like when it's happening in our life and the places where it's happening. In particular, the important areas of life that can weaken our human and spiritual wellness. I want to end today's program with this message. The great news is that working to heal your ego energy using ego medicine and by growing your awareness of its symptoms, ego stupidity, insights, and spiritual impact will allow the divine truth in your being to flow and to shine through you and allow you to fully embrace each of the divine gifts. The spiritual part of healing is a given. It's part of your endowment. Divine truth and divine gifts are part of your heritage that already exists within you. You need to do nothing more to be spiritual. You already are. You are a spiritual being having a human experience. You only need to enhance your humanity with ego medicine so that all which is available to you is given. Fix your ego to fix your life, humanly and spiritually. I want to thank you for listening and allowing me to be your servant. I want you to have a great week, and please come back to my next program. In peace and love, this is Dr. Nick saying goodbye for now.